Mesechtes Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches, two lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Zayin and Beis, and we previously saw machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, where Rav Meir stated Kol Erva Shebezin Shelisol Mamisin Aleh Ben Noach Muzal Aleh, any of the Arayas where Bezin Shelisol will give Mises Bezin to Yisrael that was Oivan Erva, then Ben Noach would also be also to that Erva, and if he will be Oivan that Issa, he will be Chayim Issa. However, in Bezin Shelisol Mamisin Aleh, if there is an Erva where the Torah states that the person that is Oivan that Issa is not Chayiv Mises Bezdin, and instead is Chayiv Karis, then in Ben Noach Muzolah, Divra Rameya, so Rameya holds that Ben Noach would not have an Issa to that Erva. However, the Chum Oimim, Habe Rais Yeh, Sheim Bezdin Shay Yisrael Mamisin Alein, that there are many Arayas where Bezdin Shay Yisrael would not give Mises Bezdin, and they would only be Chayiv Karis, and even so, Ben Noach Muzolah, and as Rashi points out, Eim Bezdin Shay Yisrael Mamisin Alein, could go in Chayiv Krisis, Achoyse. And our Gemara begins, "V'savra Meir kol erva shebezin shelisol mamisin leah ben noach muzolah." That how can you tell me that a Meir holds that any erva that a bezin shelisol will give Mises bezin for, then a ben noach would also have an azara and will be also to that same erva v'atanya? But we learned to the brayso and we continue on after Chesam and Aleph that a ger shehoyseh rasa shloi bekedusha v'leidasa bekedusha. That if there was a woman that was a goy and she conceived and became pregnant while she was still a goy, and then prior to giving birth she became a geyeris, and therefore the status of the child that was born is harasa shalei b'kedusha v'leidasa b'kedusha yesh leshera im ve'in leshera av. And since we have a din that gershon is gaya kakatan shenei l'dami, so in essence this child that we will call Reuven is really not related to his father who is a goy, therefore he could have a relationship with anyone that's related to him through his father. However, the Brisa tells us that he still cannot have a relationship with any of the Arayas that is also to him because of his mother. As Rashi explains, Kol Gershon is Gai Kakata Shinoilad Achsha Bloy Avaim Vikraven Dami, Vain Lor Kurva Mikraidum Lachain. Therefore, he really doesn't have any relationship to his father or to his mother. Umira Bunhu de Gazala Bechola is seriously Begiusai. However, Rabbanan made a Xera that a Ger should be Asa to anyone that he would have been Asa to if he would be a Gai. Meshub Shle Yamu Bay Mikdu. As otherwise people will say that as a guy he would have been asa to someone and now he will become mutter to that same person, and therefore it would seem that he has less mitzvahs when he became Yisrael than previously, and he's going from Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala. In Rashi a bit later on the Amid in Diba Maschel v'chamayim yukayim, Rashi points out that even though our Bryce has spoke about a case where it was a ger where it was Herosa Shalei B'Kedusha V'Lei Dasa B'Kedusha, but really the same didn't would apply if it was Herosa V'Lei and he became a ger after he was born, and even though certainly he has no relation to his mother or his father, the Chum still geizer that he should not have any relationship with any of his mother's relatives that are considered arayas, as the same svara would still apply. Rashi points out that the only thing that the Gemara is coming to be mayit is harasa v'lei dasa b'kedusha, if this woman already was a geiris prior to conceiving this child, then this child is Harasa Vilei Dasa B'Kedusha, and therefore certainly he's related to his father and to his mother's relatives, and he'd be also Midraisa to both of their relatives. And the Braisa continues, HaKetzad, and what are examples of this dinim? Nos Achoysim Min Ha'im Yoytzi Min Ha'av Yekayim. If this child, Reuven, marries his half-sister, who was his mother's daughter, and who became a Gerius together with his mother, then even though they're really not related, the Rabbanan still stated that since if they would still be goyim, that they would be also to each other, therefore he can't stay married to her. However, mina av yekayim, that if he got married to his sister that was only his father's child, and since if they would both still be goyim, that he would still be mutter to her, as a ben noach is not muzah from having relationships with his father's daughter, and therefore he would be able to stay married to her. And the Braisa continues with another example, achoysa av minaim yoytzi mina av yekayim, that if Reuven marries the maternal sister of his father, which is of course his aunt, then he would have to get divorced midrabbanon. However, if Reuven married the paternal sister of his father, who is also his aunt, then he could stay married. And similarly, all agree achoysa im minaim yoytzi, that if Reuven marries the maternal sister of his mother, which is also his aunt, then he would have to divorce her midrabbanon. However, there is a machlekes in the following scenario, as achoysa im minaav, if Reuven married the paternal sister of his mother, which is also his aunt, then rameo im yoytzi v'cham im yukayim, the Rameya hold that he would have to get divorced from the Rabbanon, and the Chacham hold that they could stay married. The Braisa explains the Shita Rameya, Sharameya Imer, Kol Erva Shehim Shum She'er Eim Yoitzi, that if a ger marries any Erva who would be also to a Ben Noach because of a maternal relationship, then even though we have a klal of Gershon's guy, Kekatishin Eilodami, the Rabbanon still made it takana that he would have to get divorced, as Shelo Yoimru, Boy Mikdusha Chamur, Lekdusha Kala. However, Mishum Shera Av Yekayim, that if a ger marries a woman that is only Asa to a goy based on a paternal relationship, then if he was already a ger and he marries that woman, then he would be able to stay married to her. The Braisa doesn't explain the Shita de Chachamim. However, the Braisa continues, Umutta Be'eshes Achiv, Be'eshes Achi Aviv, Ushakal Reis, Mutaris Lai, that a ger is Mutta to marry the wife of his brother as long as his brother already died. And similarly, it is Mutta for a ger to marry his father's brother's wife, meaning his aunt, after his father's brother already died. And the Braisa also tells us that all the other Rayas would be Mutta to a ger, and the Gemara explains, Lasui Eishes Aviv, that that's coming to include that a ger could marry his father's wife after his father dies. The Braisa continues, Nasa Ishu Bita, while a person was a goy, he married a woman and her daughter, then even if all three of them become gerim, therefore, based on the cloud of Gershon Sky, his wife and daughter are no longer related to each other, but even so, he could only get married to one of them, and he can't get married to the second one, and if he does, he would have to divorce her. And this is a gzeira in order to make sure that a person doesn't marry a woman and her daughter. And the Braisa now continues that although at the beginning of the Braisa we mentioned that if a ger married someone that's related to him through his father, then we don't require him to divorce her. However, l'chadchil he should not get married to them. And finally, the Braisa tells us, Mesa Ishtai, that if a ger's wife dies, then mutter b'chamaisai, then he's mutter to get married to his mother-in-law. And of course, we're talking about a woman and her mother that were gerim, and therefore, based on the klal of Gershon Sky, Kekatan Shneil Dami, they're not considered related. However, Ikad Amri, however, others say, also b'chamaisai, even though we have a klal of Gershon Sky, Kekatan Shneil Dami, and therefore, there's no relationship between his wife and his mother-in-law. However, even so, even if his wife dies, he would be also to marry his mother-in-law. Rashi explains that the Gemara actually has two questions, and both questions are stira based on the words of Rameh that we had in previous Braisa and the words of Rameh that we had in this Braisa. As previously, the Braisa stated that Rameh hold that kol erusha bezin she yisrael mamisilel ben noich muzolel. We know that Yisrael is also to marry his father's wife, and therefore, certainly, ben noich should be also to marry his father's wife. And how could the Braisa have stated usha kol erayis mutaris loy? And we explained the lesuya eishes aviv that this is telling us that a ger could marry his father's wife after his father dies, as certainly he should be also to his father's wife, as both a ger as well as a goy should be also to that father's wife. And similarly, according to the first Lashon of Braisa that stated Misa Ishtoi Mutter B'chamaisai, that how could it be that he would be Mutter to marry his mother-in-law after his wife died, if Lamaisa we know that a Yisrael cannot marry their mother-in-law even after their wife dies, and therefore a goy should be also to marry their mother-in-law, and the Rabbanon should have made a gzira that it should also be also for a ger to marry his mother-in-law even after his wife died. Similarly, Rameya taught us in Bezin Shel Yisrael Mamisin Leah, that if there's an erva where the Torah is not Mechayiv Yisrael Mises Bezin, and instead he would receive Karis, then in Ben Noach Muzol Leah, then a Ben Noach would not be also to any of those Arayas. Lemaisa, in this Braisa, Rameya stated that it's also for a ger to marry his own sister, and also to marry his father's maternal sister or his mother's maternal sister as a gzira, because he was also to them as a Ben Noach. L'chira, since of Yisrael has a relationship with Achoysa Mina'im, or Achoysa Av Mina'im, or Achoysa Im Mina'av, the Yisrael would not be Chayiv Mises Bezin, and would only be Chayiv Karis, so then these Yisurim should not apply to a Goy at all. By extension, we should not make a Gzira, we should not Aser a Ger to marry these women after he became a Ger. And the Gemara brings a teres that Amr Behuda Lekasha, Hora Me'a Libid Rabbi Lezer, Vahora Me'a Libid Rabbi Kiva, that we have two different Braises. This previous Braise is going like Rameya according to the Shita of his Rebbe Rabbi Lezer, and the original Braise is going according to Rameya according to his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva. Gemara continues and brings the Braise where we have a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer at the Tanya, and we learned to the Braise that the Pasuk in Pasha Bereishis states, Al Kein Yazav Ish as Oves Imoi V'Davak Be'ishtoi V'Hoyu Lubasa Echad, and Rabbi Lezer Ime, that when the Pasuk states as Oves Imoi, the word Oviv refers to Achis Oviv, that he can't have a relationship with the sister of his father or his paternal aunt. Similarly, when the Torah states imai, it refers to achis imai, and it's also for a person to have a relationship with his mother's sister or his maternal aunt. And since this pasuk was told to Adam Rishain, so therefore we see that these assurim apply to a ben noyach. However, Rabbi Kiva explains that when the Torah states aviv, ashes aviv, this actually refers to his father's wife, and there's an issa for a ben noyach to have a relationship with his father's wife even after his father dies. When the pasuk states imai, Rabbi Kiva holds imai mamish, this refers to his actual mother, and it's also for a ben noyach to have a relationship with his mother even if she was never his father's wife, and for example she was an anusa. Rashi points out that when Rabbi Leza stated that ben noyach is also to have a relationship with achis aviv, referring to his father's sister, Rashi says v'kolshkin achisai, and certainly it would be also for him to have a relationship with his actual sister. And lemaisa we see that Rabbi Kiva doesn't dash in the pasuk like Rabbi Leza and doesn't hold that a goy would be also to have a relationship with achis aviv or achis imai, as lemaisa even if Yisrael has a relationship with achis aviv or achis imai or with his own sister, he would only be chayiv karis and not Mrs. Bezdin. Therefore, the issa erva of achis aviv and achis imai and a person's own sister does not apply to a goy, and that actually works out perfectly with the first sheet of Rav Meir in the first brisa where Rav Meir taught us kol erva she Bezdin shel Yisrael mamisin leah ben noach muzal leah. However, in Bezdin shel Yisrael mamisin leah in ben noach muzal leah. However, clearly we see that Rav Elazar doesn't hold of that sheet, and Rav Elazar holds that a goy is even also to have a relationship with achis aviv, achis imai, certainly his own sister, even though if Yisrael has a relationship with achis aviv, achis imai, or even his own sister, then he would not be chayiv Mrs. Bezdin, and he would only be chayiv karis. And even so, Rabbi Leza holds that this issar still applies to a ben noyach, as he stated in this brisa, and therefore the second brisa is going like Rav Meir, libo de Rabbi Leza, and that's why the second brisa teaches us that a ger is still going to be usa, marry his own sister, his father's maternal sister, or his mother's maternal sister. And similarly, according to the second brisa, since we're going like Rabbi Leza, so Rabbi Leza also holds that the only issur for ben noyach is only for a blood relative. Once his father dies, there is no issur for him to marry his father's wife, and similarly, once his own wife dies, then there is no issur for a goy to marry his mother-in-law. And Ayin Rashi, who points out that the chachamim of the first brisa is not the same shita as the chachamim in the second brisa, as lefi the chachamim in the first brisa, goy cannot marry any arayis that are also to a Yisrael, and doesn't make a difference if they're a blood relative or not a blood relative. And as the brisa stated, the chachamim have arayis yesh in bezin shel Yisrael mamisalein, and even so ben noyach muzalein. Three lines from the bottom of daf nun zayin and abeis, Rashi explains habe arayis yesh kagoyin kol chay v'krisis ben noyach muzalein. The rabbanus rabbi bnei noyach may ish ish l'chol ha'amav pasha, as the rabbanu learned that since the pasuk in Achri Mei states ish ish shel kol she'er basari le'sikavu l'galis erva ani Hashem, and therefore they learn that all their arayis are also to a ben noyach, just like they're also to Yisrael, and certainly it is not the same as the sheet of the chachamim in the second brisa. The Gemara continues that although the brisa just brought the machlekes between Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Kiva, and that already answered the question and the stira on the words of Rav Meir, however the Gemara continues and quotes the brisa, and the brisa explains the rest of the pasuk in Parashat Bereishis that stated al kin yazav ishes avves imay v'davak b'ishtoy b'hoy l'basa echad, and the brisa continues that when the pasuk states v'davak, we learn out v'loy b'zacha, that it's also for ben noyach to have a relationship with the zacha, and mishka zacha is asa, and then the pasuk states b'ishtoy v'loy b'ishes chaveray, and we also see that it's also for ben noyach to be mezana with an ishes ish, and finally the pasuk states v'hoy l'basa echad, and we learn out mishinasim basa echad, that the only time that ben noyach is mutter to have a relationship is only with those where he becomes like basa echad, and he becomes like one flesh, which refers to another human being, refers to a woman. However, yatsu behev v'chaya she'in nasim basa echad, this teaches us that a ben noyach is also to have a relationship with a behem and chaya, because he can't become like one flesh with a behem and chaya. Ayin Rashi v'davak b'lay b'zacha l'leka dibok d'metech she'in nishkav nena in a nidbak imai, as since the person that you're lying with does not receive hana, that can't be categorized as dveikus. And Rashi continues mishinasa l'basa echad she'zeri yoytzim hem shinasa b'sara im va'av echad boi, as Rashi and Chumash explains that the vlad is created through the zacher and the keva, and that's how they become l'basa echad. Masha'in came when you have a relationship with the behemah chaya, you can't have children, and therefore it's impossible to become Adam Basa Echad. And the Gemara now continues and goes back to the Shittas of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, as Amamar, as we just see in this Brisa, Rabbi Lezer Imer, that when the Pasuk states, Al Kin Yazav Ishes Aves Imai, the word Aviv refers to leaving his father and no longer having a relationship with Achis Aviv, with his father's sister or his paternal aunt. And the Gemara asks, Ema Aviv Mamish, that how do you know when the Pasuk states, Al Kin Yazav Ishes Aviv, it refers to his relatives through his father? Maybe the Torah is just telling us that he can't have a relationship with his father. However, the Gemara states, Hainu V'davik V'lei B'zacha, that certainly it can't mean that, as the Pasuk states, V'davik B'ishtai, from V'davak, we already learned that there's an Issa of Mishkav Zacha to a Ben Noach, and therefore when the Torah tells us, Akin Yazit Mishas Aviv, it must be referring to a relative that's a woman through his father, and it must be referring to his father's sister or his paternal aunt, and Kol Shekein he'll be Asa to have relationship with his own sister. The Gemara now continues that although I will concede to you that the Pasuk must be referring to a female, but Ema Eishes Aviv, but maybe it's teaching us that Ben Noach is Asa to have a relationship with his father's wife. However, the Gemara states, Hainu Be'ishtoi V'lei Be'ishes Chaveri, that since it's his father's wife, so therefore we already know that he's Asatar, as she's an Eishes Ish, as the Pasuk states, V'davik Be'ishtoi, and we learned that V'lei Be'ishes Chaveri. However, the Gemara states, Ema La'achamisa, maybe this Torah is telling us that Ben Noach is Asa to have a relationship with his father's wife, even after his father dies, and she's no longer an Eishes Ish. However, the Gemara states, Dumi De'imai, that Rabbi Elazar holds that when the Pasuk tells us, Akin Yazav Ish Has Aviv Es Imai, that the relationship that the Torah is answering to a Ben Noach when it speaks about Aviv is similar to the relationship that the Torah asks to a Ben Noach when it speaks about Imai. Ma Imai D'Lav Ishus, and just like the Issa regarding his mother has nothing to do with Ishus, as that would be a male, and that would already be covered under Mishkav Zacha, and therefore Rabbi Elazar explained that it must be talking about his mother's sister or his aunt, so Af Aviv D'Lav Ishus. So when the Torah also tells us Es Aviv, and it's teaching us that there will be a relative that will be Asa to a Ben Noach, it must be referring to a relative that is a blood relative and not related through marriage, and therefore must also be speaking about Achos Aviv. And Ben Noach would be Asa to have relationship with his father's sister, just like he's Asa to have relationship with his mother's sister. Both terms of the Pasuk of Avimai are referring to symmetrical cases, and they're both referring to either his father's sister or his mother's sister. And the Gemara continues to explain the Shita Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar stated when the Pasuk states as Imai, it's referring to Achos Imai, and it's also for Ben Noach to have a relationship with his mother's sister. And the Gemara is, Ve'imo ima mamish, let us say that the Torah is telling us that it's also for Ben Noach to have a relationship with his own mother. However, the Gemara responds, Hainu be'ishtoi v'lei be'ishes chaveri, that since his mother's married and she's an Eishes Ish, therefore we already know that it's also for him to have a relationship with her, as that is included in the term be'ishtoi, and we learned that v'lei be'ishes chaveri. However, once again, the Gemara is, Ve'imo la'achamisa, maybe the Torah is telling us Imai, that a person's also to have a relationship with his mother even after his father died, or even if his mother was an Anusa, and therefore she was never an Eishes Ish. And the Gemara answers, Dumi da'aviv, that Rabbi Elazar holds that since the Pasuk states, Al Kin Yazav Ishes Aviv Imai, so there's a comparison between his mother and his father, Ma Aviv D'Lav Mamish, and since we said that it can't be that the Torah is telling us that Ben Noach is also to have a relationship with his father, as that's already included as Mishkav Zacha, and therefore it must be referring to a relative of his through his father, so Af Imai D'Lav Mamish, so even though it's possible that the Torah would be saying that a Ben Noach cannot have a relationship with his mother that's not married, but the Maisa, the word Imai can't refer to his actual mother, and it must also be referring to someone that's related to him through his mother. And the Gemara now continues and focuses on the Shita Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Kiva Imeh, that when the Pasuk stated as Aviv, it's referring to Eishes Aviv, and the Torah is teaching us that it's also for Ben Noach to have a relationship with his father's wife. And the Gemara asks, Ve'ima Aviv Mamish, that maybe the Torah is teaching you that a Ben Noach cannot have a relationship with his father. However, as the Gemara previously answered, Hainu V'davik V'loi B'zacha, that we already know that Ben Noach is also in Mishkav Zacha, and therefore that can't be what the Torah is telling us when the Pasuk states as Aviv. However, the Gemara now asks, Ihachi Eishes Aviv Nami, Hainu B'ishta V'loi B'ishes Chaveri, then how could Rabbi Kiva say that the word as Aviv is coming to tell us that a Ben Noach is also to have a relationship with his father's wife, if L'maisa the Pasuk teaches us, V'davik B'ishtoi V'loi B'ishes Chaveri, and therefore certainly it's us to have a relationship with your father's wife, since she's an Eishes Ish? And the Gemara answers, La'achamisa, that Ina Chanami, when Rabbi Kiva states as Aviv, and it comes to teach us that a Ger cannot marry Eishes Aviv, not referring referring to the wife of his father while they're still married, and it's referring to a case where his father already died, and even so, the Torah tells us that a Ben Noach cannot marry his father's wife after Misa. And the Gemara continues that Rabbi Akiva stated that when the Pasuk states as Imai, Imai Mamish is teaching us that it's also for a guy to have a relationship with his own mother, and the Gemara is, Hainu b'ishtoi v'lei b'ishas chaveri, and the Gemara responds, Imai Maranasasai, that in the Chanami, we wouldn't need an Issa to teach us that you're also to marry your mother if she's already married and she's an Eishes Ish, but we're referring to a guy's mother who was an Anusa and was never married to this man, and therefore she was never an Eishes Ish, and the Torah states that even so, it's also for a guy to have a relationship with his own mother, and the Gemara continues, B'maika mythically, and what is the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Kiva as to how the dash in the words as of Ves Imai, and we continue on the afternoon Chesam Abayz, that Rabbi Leza Sava, Aviv Dumi Di Imai, V'imu Dumi Di Aviv, Le Mishkachas Lo El Ba'achva, and Rabbi Leza holds that we want to have a symmetrical relationship between the drasha that we learn from the words as Aviv and the drasha that we learn from the words as Imai. Therefore, Rabbi Leza explained that both the words as Aviv Ves Imai are coming to teach us that a Benoich is also to have any relationship with his aunt, and it doesn't make a difference if it's his paternal aunt or if it's his maternal aunt. However, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva holds, Mutav L'ukme Be'eshes Aviv, the Ikrei Erves Aviv, when the Torah states as Aviv, we would rather say that it's teaching us that Benoich is also to have a relationship with his father's wife, because that's considered Erves Aviv, La'fuke Achis Aviv, the Sher of Ikrei, Erves Aviv Le'ikrei, and the Torah is not speaking about a Benoich being also to his father's sister, because as we will see, in regard to the Erves that I mentioned regarding Klal Yisrael, the Torah refers to a person's sister as She'er Aviv and doesn't refer to a person's sister as Erves Aviv. And as Rashi brings down, Rabbi Kiva Mutav Lukmar B'Ishas Aviv K'mashmu'usa Dekra Dekarile Aviv Dechsev Yazav Ishas Aviv V'Ishas Aviv Eshkan Dekar B'Yisrael Erves Aviv Dechsev Erves Avichahi V'Lav L'Ukman B'Achis Aviv Dekra L'Mashmachi D'Achis Aviv She'er Aviv Hu Dekri, and the Pasuk in Achrimay states Erves Achis Avichah Leisigale K'She'er Avichahi. The Gemara now continues and will try to bring a riot to Rabbi Kiva and against Rabbi Leza. As Tashma, we learned in the Braisa that the Pasuk in Pasha Shmoy states, Vayikach Amram as Yecheved Deidasai Leila Isha, and Amram got married to Yecheved, who was his aunt. And as we know, that Levi had four children, Gershon, Kahas, and Merari, and Yecheved, and Amram was the son of Kahas. Therefore, certainly Yecheved was his father's sister. The Gemara is, My Lav, Deidasim and Aim, that Lechir, not only was Yecheved Kahas's paternal sister through Levi, but she was also Kahas's maternal sister, as they had the same mother. It should have been also for Amram to have married his aunt Yecheved, and the Gemara answers, Loi deidasim na'av, that in the Chanami, Yecheved was only the paternal sister of Kahas. Therefore, even Rabbi Leza agrees that it was possible for Amram to marry Yecheved, who was only his paternal aunt. And Rashi points out that although Rabbi Leza stated that we learn from Es Aviv that Benoich is also to Achis Aviv, and it's mashma, it doesn't make a difference if it's his father's sister that's a paternal sister or a maternal sister. However, Rashi says that it must be that Rabbi Leza only says that it's also for Benoich to marry a paternal sister, but it's not also to marry someone that is only your paternal sister. The Gemara now continues, Tashma will bring a raya against Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva said that it's mutter for Benoich to marry his own sister. And the Gemara brings the Pasuk in Pashas Vayera, where the Pasuk tells us that Avram responded to Avimelech, V'gam omno achrisi bas avihi achloi bas imi, that it's true that Sarah is my sister, who is the daughter of my father, but she's not the daughter of my mother, and she's only my paternal sister. That's why I am mutter to be married to her, and mechlal de basa imasura, and it's mashma that if she would have been his maternal sister, then it would have been also for Avram to be married to Sarah, and lemaisa, that's against the Shita Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara responds, V'tizbra, that certainly you can't explain the Pasuk in the way that you explain the Pasuk as Achayse Havai, as certainly Sarah was not his sister at all, and not even his paternal sister. And as we know, Bas Ochiv Havai, that Sarah was the daughter of Avram's brother, and we know that Sarah, or Yiska, was the daughter of Haran, who was Avram's brother, and Sarah wasn't Avram's sister. And the Kivan Dahachihu, and since that was the scenario, that Sarah was really his brother's daughter, and it was really his niece, then certainly it was mutter for Avram to be married to Sarah, and it wouldn't have made a difference if Sarah was related to him through his brother from his father or from his mother. And therefore, in any case, we have to understand what the Pasuk means when Avram said Tavi Melech, Vigam Omna Achrisi Bas Ovihi Achloi Bas Imi, and the Gemara explains Al Hasam Hachi Kamalei, Avram was saying to Tavi Melech as follows, Kovid Achris Isli Bado Meabo, Vilome Imo, that he was just telling Tavi Melech the fact that Sarah is the daughter of my half brother Haran, who is only my paternal brother and not my maternal brother. And the Gemara now continues, Tashma, let us ask another question on the Shita Rabbi Kiva, that the Brisa states, between Maloi Nasa Adam as Bitoi, that why is it that Adam did not marry his daughter? And the Brisa explains, Kadesh Yisa Kain as Achaisai, and this was in order that Kain should be able to marry his sister that was born together with him as a twin. And then, and as the Pasuk states in Tehillim, Kiamati Oilum Chesed Yibona, and the Gemara wants to bring a Raya, Halav Hachi Asira, that if not for the reason of Oilum Chesed Yibona, then it would have been also for Kain to marry his sister. And this is against the Shita Rabbi Kiva, as Rabbi Kiva held that a Benayach is mutter to marry his sister. And the Gemara answers, Kivin Ishtri, that in Hanami, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that Kain should marry his sister, so since it became mutter, so now it became mutter forever, and therefore Benayach could always marry his sister. And I in the top Taisis that explains that when the Gemara is, Mepin Mali Nasa Adam is Bitai, so Taisis explains, Kashika Achol Chava Meitzadas, Haisiru Lomus Miad, that really immediately when Chava ate from the Itzadas, she should have immediately died, and therefore Adam should have then had to marry the twin sister that was born with Cain. And as Taisa states, Adam, and if it would have been because Adam would be left without a wife, he would be able to marry his daughter that was the sister of Cain. Masik, and the Gemara explains, that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that Chava did not die at that moment is in order to make sure that Cain should marry his sister, the Mekayim Nepasik of Oilum Chesed Yibana. And the Gemara continues, Rav Huna states, Kuti Mutter Bebitai, that it's Mutter for a guy to marry his own daughter, Vim Taimam Primadli Nasa Adam as Bitai, and if so, why didn't Adam marry his daughter, Kadesh Yisa Kain as Achaisai, in order to make sure that Kain would marry his sister, Mishum Oilum Chesed Yibana, in order to Mekayim Nepasik and Tilim, that the world will originally be built through kindness. And the Gemara continues, Ve'ikad Amri, and there's another version of this member of Rav Huna, and Rav Huna, that Rav Huna stated just the opposite, that Kuti Asa Bebitai, that it's Asa for a guy or Kuti to marry his daughter, and Teidana bring a Raya, Shalai Nasa Adam as Bitai, that Adam did not marry his daughter, it must be because of Benayach is Asa to marry his daughter, and the Gemara states, Veloyi, and it's not a Raya, as Hasam Hainu Taima, the reason why Adam did not marry his daughter is Kadesh Yisa Kainas Achaisai, Mishum Da Oilum Chesed Yibana, and the Gemara continues, Amrav Chista, Eved Mutu Be'imoy Mutu Bitai, that since we know that Eved Knani begins the process of becoming a ger, therefore an Eved Knani would be mutter to have relationship with his own mother and mutter to have relationship with his own daughter. Yotam Echal Kute Ulchal Yisrael Leba, as the mice is not considered a guy any longer and he's still not considered Yisrael. And Ayin Rashi Eved Knani Shel Yisrael mutter be'imoy uvabitai v'kolshkin b'shar rai shel kova. Certainly the Eved Knani would be mutter to have relationship with any of the other Yisrael Rayas that are only also to him because of kova. The reason is because Yotam Echal Kute and the din of Geshen Sky Kakatan Shinel Dami already applies, and therefore he's no longer considered related to his mother or to his daughter. However, but the Xeri that we stated on Amin Aleph doesn't apply, as Lamaisa that only applies to a full fledged Yisrael, as we don't want people to say that he was Boy Mikdusha Chamura Lakdusha Kala. But Lamaisa, since at this point he's not yet considered a full fledged Yisrael, therefore the Xeri did not apply to him. The Gemara continues, Ki Asra Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Belaza, Amar Chanina, he said over Nimar Belaza and Nimar Chanina, Ben Noyach Sheyichid Shifcha La'avdai, that if a guy owned an Eved and was Miyachid his Shifcha to this Eved, Ubala, and then a Ben Noyach, or any other person that's a guy, had a relationship with the Shifcha, Neragala, then he would be Chayim Misa, as Lemaisa, although there is no Ishus between an Eved and a Shifcha, Lemaisa, since the Adam gave the Shifcha to the Eved, and they lived together as if they were man and wife, therefore when the Ben Noach goes and has a relationship with the Shifcha, it's considered Issa of Gzela, and he will be Chayim Misa based on the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach of Gzela. The Gemara continues, Me'imas, and from what point is the Shifcha considered to be together with the Eved Knani, and therefore this Issa would apply, and Amram Nachman Medekarla Revisa de Planya, that this Issa would apply once the women in town start referring to the Shifcha as the girl of Pliny the Eved. And the Gemara asks, Me'imas HaTarasa, and if the Eved and the Shifcha are no longer together, at what point would the Shifcha Sivcha become mutar, and the other would not be chayev if he had relationship with her. And the Gemara explains, Amar Puna, Mishipar Reisha Bashuk, once she goes into the marketplace and she uncovers her hair, that would be a sign that the relationship between her and the Eved Kanani has already been broken. And the Gemara continues, Amar Blezer Mabchina, Rabblezer stated in the name of Mabchina, Benayach Shabal Ishtai Shaleka Daka Chayev, that if a Benayach has a relationship with his wife, Shaleka Daka, then it will be Chayev Misa, Shenem Vidavek, Velay Shaleka Daka, as the Pasuk states, Vidavek Beishtai, and we learn out that you can't have a relationship with a woman, Shaleka Daka, and if a Benayach would do so, he would be Chayev Misa. However, Amar Rava states, Mi Yikamidi, the Yisrael Mechayev, the Kutu Mechayev, that how could it be that it would be something that if Yisrael did so, he would not be Chayev Misa, and meanwhile, a Goy would do that same act, that he would be Chayev Misa. And it seems from this Gemara that it's mutter for Yisrael to be Baal Ishtai Shaloi Kedaka, and Ayin and Taisis, Diva Maschel, Mi Yikamid, Yisrael Shari, Lukuti Asa, Mashmel, Yisrael Mutter, Be Ishtai, Be Shaloi Kedaka. And Taisis brings another Raya from the Gemara Mesechta Zedarim. And Taisis asks, Vikasha, the Besai Paragimel, the Yavamis, Chashiv, Shaloi Kedaka, Maisa Erev Oinen, therefore, Lachira, Be a Shaloi Kedaka, even with one's own wife, is Asa for Yisrael. However, Taisis explains, Be Ishlema, Delay Asir, El Shaisa Kachtader, that the only time that would be us that be with your wife, Shaloi Kedaka, is only if you do this Tader, Shaloi Tisaber, in order to make sure that she doesn't become pregnant, Viacha Shefia, and it will ruin her beauty. Avlim Rav Tashmisha Kedaka, El Shabakroi Misavala, Shaloi Kedaka, then that would be Mutta, and Ayin and Taisis in Mesechti Zivamis that explains that Shaloi Kedaka would only be Mutta with a person's wife if he's not Meitzi Zera, Ayin Sham. Lamaisa, based on this question, the Rava brings another drasha that's relevant to be a Shaloi Kedaka and relevant to this pasuk, as Elam Rava, and therefore Rava explains, Ben Noach Shabal Ishes Chaveri, Shaloi Kedaka, if Ben Noach has a relationship with Ishes Chaveri and with an Ishes Ish, but he has that relationship, Shaloi Kedaka, Pata, he will be Pata, and my time, Be Ishtai Velei Be Ishes Chaveri, that since we know the Issa of a Ben Noach having a relationship with an Ishes Ish, from the word Be Ishtai, and we learned out, Velei Be Ishes Chaveri, and Lemaisa the pasuk states, Vidavak Be Ishtai, and therefore, Vidavak, Velei Shaloi Kedaka, and the only Issa of Ishes Ish by a Ben Noach is only Derech Dveikus, and only if it's Kedaka, but a Ben Noach that has a relationship with Ishes Chaveri, Shaloi Kedaka, would be Potter. And the Gemara continues, Am Rav Chanina teaches us, Ayvik Chavim Shikas Yisrael Chayim Misa, that if Ayvik Chavim hits Yisrael, then the Ayvik Chavim Chayim Misa, Shanem, as the Pasuk in Pasha Shemay states, Vayifan Kayvachoy, Vayaki Einish, Vayachas a Mitzri, Vayitmineu Bechoyal, that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Mitzri hitting Yisrael, he looked both ways, and he saw there was no person, and he hit the Mitzri, and he hit him in the sand. And Mefarshim explained that when the Gemara states, Ayvik Chavim Shikas Yisrael Chayim Misa, it means Misi B'dei Shemayim, and that is why Moshe only killed the Mitzri by using the Shema Mefarish. And the Gemara continues, for Amar Rav Chanina, another member of Rav Chanina, Saita Le'yashay Yisrael, Ke'ilu Saita Le'yashal Shechina, that if someone slaps the jaw of Yisrael, it's as if he slapped the Shechina. Shenem, and as the Pasuk of Mishlei tells us, Bekesh Adam Yalor Kodesh, that if someone places a stumbling block in front of a person, he destroys Kodesh. And we could also understand the Pasuk, that the Pasuk is telling us that if someone hits a person, then it's as if he hit the jaw of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara continues, Magbiya Avdei Shabbos Simin, which is a simin for the three memories that we will have from Reish Lakish. And the Gemara brings the first memory as Om Reish Lakish HaMagbi Yodei HaKaveri, if someone lifts their hand up against a friend, and Afal Pi Shalei Yiko, and even if he did not yet hit him, Nikru Rasha, he's still called a Rasha. Shenema, as the Pasuk states in Shemais, Vayemir LaRasha Loma Sakarecha, that Moshe told the Rasha, why will you hit your friend? And as Reish Lakish explains, Loma Kislei Nema, El Loma Haka, Afal Pi Shalei Yiko, Nikru Rasha, that the Pasuk doesn't say that why did you hit your friend, and instead the Pasuk states, why will you hit your friend? And therefore we see that even though he didn't hit him yet, since he lifted up his hand against his friend, he was already called a Rasha. And the Gemara continues, Ziri Amar Rav Chanina, that Ziri says over in the name of Rav Chanina, that Nikra Chotei, that is also called a Chotei, Shenem, and as the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph states, B'negei the children of Eli, that V'yayimei lo v'ish, Katei Yaktirenu k'yayim ha'chilev, V'kach l'chal k'ashet ha'avin ha'vshecha, V'omar loy ki'ata titein, that the children of Eli told people that you have to give us your kabanais, and v'imloy, and if you don't give it to us, then l'kachti b'chazka, then we'll take it by force. And uksiv, and the next pasuk it states, V'atihi chatas an arim g'doy l'mo'id es p'nei Hashem, ki ni'ata anashim es min chasa Hashem, and even though they didn't actually hit anyone, as Lemaisa they just threatened to hit them, the pasuk still states Vati Chatas and Arim Gedoy Lemoid. And the Gemara continues, Rav Huna Aman, Rav Huna states that if someone lifts up the hand against a friend, then he cuts his yadoy, then his hand should be cut off. Shenemen, as the pasuk in Iyo states, by Yimonim Rishayim Irim Uzraya Rama Tishavar, and the outstretched hand will be cut off. And the Gemara tells us Rav Huna cuts yada, that Rav Huna actually did this, and as Rashi states, cuts yada me adam echad shei ragel hakasas chaveray, that it was a person that was normal for him to hit his friends. And the kantu bekach, and Rav Huna knast him in this way. Ked amim pirkendol el bed the makav einshin shloimen atira lases yag vegevul adavar. And the Gemara continues, Rav Leza imat. Rav Leza states that if a person raises his hand to hit his friend, aim like takana el kfura, that is only takana is kfura. Shenemen, as the pasuk in Iyo states, v'ish zroya loya aretz, and Rashi explains, is zroya, is shemina zroya, that a person that raises and uplifts his hand against someone else, loya aretz misukenes l'kfura, then the earth is prepared for his kfura, klima roya la misa l'kayroi, that's roya for him to die and for him to be buried. And the Gemara continues, v'am Rabbeleza, and Rabbeleza also explained, leinit nakaka el l'bali zroyas, that real estate is only made for those people that are very strong. Shenemen, as the pasuk in Iyo stated, v'ish zroya loya aretz, and as Rashi states, klima in roya liknis kaka el l'bnei zroya, that it only makes sense for people that are very strong to buy kaka, and the reason is mipnei she'tagu rabba yidei kaka she'boyz behemoyz mafsidoyz v'ganovim boyim v'goyimim v'irin olav v'tzorach she'chozak l'amir k'negdon, and a person has to have strength to stand against those that come to oppress him or those animals that come to eat in his fields. And the Gemara continued with the second member of Rish Lakish, the Amr Rish Lakish ma'idich siv, what does the pasuk mean in Mishlei when it states oyved admasa yizbalechem, one who works his land will be satiated through bread? And Rish Lakish explains, if a person makes himself like an eved to his kaka and he works very hard, and as Rashi states, lasik batamid lecharisha vashka v'nichush v'idur, then he is balechem, then his crop will be successful, and therefore he'll be satisfied through his bread. However, v'imlav, if he doesn't work hard, leyiz balechem, then his crops will not grow properly, and he will not be satiated through his bread. Finally, the Gemara continues, v'am Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish teaches us a third member, ayvikichav m'sheshavas chayimisa, that a goy that keeps Shabbos will be chayimisa, shenemen, as the pasuk in Pashas Noach states, v'yoyim v'lay leyish b'isu, the day and night should not cease, and they should not take off and rest on any days of the week, v'am amar, and we also learned, azor shalhen zui misasan, that there's a cloud that for any avera that a goy has an azara, then there is a chayimisa. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ravina, Ravina explains, afilu sheni b'shabbos, then not only is a goy sheshavas chayimisa, if he actually keeps Shabbos, and he keeps all the malachis of Shabbos, but even if he would actually keep Shabbos on a Monday, then he would also be chayimisa, as not based on a day of the week, but it's based on a pasuk that states, v'yayim v'lay l'yish b'isu, that there's never a day that a goy could take a break, and never a day that he could keep Shabbos. And the Gemara now asks on Reish Lakish, the l'chari, if you're telling me that I've come to Shabbos chayimisa, so v'lchash v'gabi sheva mitzvahs, then l'chari, this should also be included as one of the mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and there shouldn't only be sheva mitzvah b'nei noyach, but this should be an eighth mitzvah for b'nei noyach. And the Gemara explains that certainly it is a mitzvah, but kichachash of sheva atase, that the only mitzvahs that are counted in the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach are only those mitzvahs where sheva atase, where the Torah tells a goy and tells a b'nei noyach not to do something. However, kumasei like a chashiv, but we do not count a mitzvah hasei as one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And this din of Reish Lakish of goy sheshavas chayimisa is actually a kumasei, as Rashi explains, b'hai lo yishbaisu kumasei melachihi, that's actually telling a goy that he has to get up and do melacha, and therefore it's not counted as one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. We continue on daf nun testament aleph, v'adinen kumaseihu v'kachashiv, the lemaisa tanakama daf nun vavim and aleph brought the list of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and although certainly the last six are sheva tasei, as the last six are b'ech zashem, avidazar, gilor rayesh, shvichas damim, v'gezel, and ev menachai, however the first of the list of the Tanakama is dinin, and that is a kumvasei, as the Torah requires b'nei noyach to set up courts, to set up laws and regulations, and why is it counted amongst the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach? And the Gemara responds, kumasei v'sheva tasei ninu, that ein echinami is an aspect of a kumvasei, as the maisi have to set up a court system, but it's also an aspect of sheva tasei, and as Rashi explains, it's kumasei mishpat, that the mitzvah of dinim is certainly yakum vasei, as it's telling Bezin to perform justice, but it's also a negative, as it's telling Bezin to make sure not to pervert judgment, not to judge him properly and falsely. Rashi continues, afilo ina mitzvah lasis mishpat v'yoshivu batol muzuhu shloi lasis aval v'azores loy sasu aval b'mishpat ina kum vasei mishpat el l'chuda kaima shavi batol m'loy sasei aval aval azores loy tishpais al kochach ina loy kum vasei. However, the azor that Rish Lakish brought, that goyish shavis is chayim misa, which was based on the pasuk that states loy sishpais, certainly that's only a kum vasei, as the Torah is telling a guy to make sure that during every single day of the week that he gets up and does malacha, and we will stop over here.